This is The State of Things. I'm Isaac Davey Aronson, in for Frank Stacio. Lizzie Ross has always gotten attention for her singing, even as a child. But back then, the attention was often unwelcome. Lizzie would belt out a tune while sitting in class, much to the chagrin of her elementary school teachers. But what got her in trouble back then is now her creative outlet and her blossoming career. Last year, Lizzie released her solo CD called Traces. Recently, she's been touring the East Coast with her band, and she's back in the studio working on a new project with them. And here's a taste of that.
Lay me down in the Black River. I will sink just like a stone. For the fire that consumes me, it has burned me to the bone.
That's Black River from the Lizzie Ross Band. You can find it on their forthcoming CD, set to be released in September, complete with a celebration at the new Haw River Ballroom in Saxapaha. And I'm pleased to welcome the Lizzie Ross Band to The State of Things today. They are Drew Daniel on drums, Brett Hart on bass, Jock Pyle on electric guitar, and of course, Lizzie Ross on vocals and acoustic guitar. Welcome to all of you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having us, Isaac. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Lizzie, tell us a little bit more about this affinity for singing that started in your childhood.
Well, I have always been singing. I've been singing for as long as I could make a noise. And, you know, my parents dubbed me the loudest child ever born. And I had a pretty intense obsession with The Little Mermaid. And, you know, all of that stuff has come to fruition here in a very different way with a really wonderful time making music with these fellows.
And were your parents musicians or big music fans? Did you have that in your home as a kid?
My parents are big music fans. My dad is a musician. He plays the guitar and does a little bit of singing.
And you're just a couple of years out of UNC Chapel Hill now, right?
Yeah, I graduated in December of 2009.
And you minored in music, but also music entrepreneurship. Is that right?
Yes, actually. I minored in music and in entrepreneurship, the two distinct minors. And I think that has helped me out a little bit. I'm not sure. We'll have to see.
We'll have to see how it goes forward. Well, of course, it's the music that it's all about. And so I'm hoping you guys can play a song for us, would you?
Absolutely. We're going to play you a song called Waves, which is one of the tunes on our album, Read Me Out Loud, which we actually made available today for pre-sale on our website, lizzie.net.
Great.
And if you buy it today, you will get a free ticket to our release show at the Haw River Ballroom.
What a deal. All right. Let's hear it. right. The Lizzie Ross Band. The song is Waves, and the album is Read Me Out Loud, which is available starting today.
That's right.
At lizzy.net, L-I-Z-Z-Y.net. I'm trying to think of how I would describe your style. Do you have a way of describing what style your music is?
We do, of course, having been confronted with this question many times.
Many times.
I came up yesterday, I thought maybe soul Americana is the best way to describe us.
Interesting. And when you say Americana, it can be a catch-all word. What does it mean to you?
That's exactly right, Isaac. That's our cop-out. You know, we would say maybe we've got tinges of indie rock and country in there. And, well, who am I to try and explain what Americana really means? But
well, I feel like I hear a bit of jazz in there, too, especially in I think what you're doing with your voice. I mean, the sort of those trills and even a bit of maybe scat singing in there that you're doing.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. We definitely enjoy that and especially tend to break out into that more often live, where we have a tendency to have some really fun improvisational stuff going on. Our drummer, Drew, he doesn't have a microphone right now, but he actually went to school to study jazz drumming. And Jock and Brett also have some history with jazz.
Well, how do these songs come together? I mean, do you tend to, because I know your first album was a solo album,
mm-hmm.
and do you write the songs and then come to the rest of the band and say, here, I've got this song.
That's exactly how it happens. That's right.
And then do the rest of you guys, you add on and you sort of play through it and add on? Is that how that works?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
All right. Well, I figured it out.
Well done. Yeah.
It's that easy, right? I'd like to, before we have to go, I want to hear another example of this. So if you'd play us one more song.
Absolutely.
I'd love that.
This tune is called Mad Farmer, and it's based on a series of poems by Wendell Berry. The Mad Farmer Manifestos.
Turn back, turn back. You gotta love on that black. Love on that black.
making Wendell Berry proud. It's the Lizzie Ross Band. So I got to ask, how do you get from this series of Wendell Berry poems to that song?
You know, I don't know. That's just how my brain works. I love Wendell Berry. I'm an avid reader of his, and he has this wild, awesome series of poems called The Mad Farmer Manifesto. And that just inspired me to write that song. It just came out as this like crazy sort of blues rock and roll thing. So I don't know what Wendell would think if he heard it. I hope he would like it, because really all I want to do is please Wendell Berry.
And speaking of things just kind of coming out, I mean, that voice of yours, I mean, we were talking about how you were singing, you know, in your classroom in elementary school, and so you've been singing your whole life. But obviously, when you're a little kid, your voice doesn't sound like that. And already your voice sounds, I think, much, much beyond your years. I mean, where does that come from? And do you find yourself, are you practicing a lot? Are you trying to get new sounds into that voice?
That's a good question. I do think that my voice has developed over the years as I've gotten older and listened to more music. I think what happens is you hear something you like, and the better you listen, the more you're able to incorporate it into your style. So I've listened to singers that I've really admired. I love soul singers. I love Otis Redding and Sam Cooke. You know, I love Van Morrison on Astral Weeks, and I like the way they do their thing. So I listen to them, and I try to incorporate that. And you just learn more and more that singing is about not being afraid and getting out there and putting your voice out there.
Well, you're planning a huge CD release party at the Hall River Ballroom in September. What's in store for folks at that event?
Well, we're very excited. It's going to be at the Hall River Ballroom, September 30th. We're going to have all kinds of insane events, including a pig picking, slip and slide, and potentially overnight camping for the folks who come from far away.
Wow. How can one resist? Well, I want to thank the Lizzie Ross Band for joining us today. You guys are going to play us out. First, let me say that you can see the Lizzie Ross Band in concert August 4th at Southland Ballroom in Raleigh. They'll also play local 506 in Chapel Hill on August 5th. And, of course, as we were just discussing, the big CD release party at the Hall River Ballroom in Saxabaha is on September 30th. You can find those dates and more links to Lizzie Ross Band music downloads at lizzie.net, L-I-Z-Z-Y.net. That's the state of things for today. Thanks for listening. If you have a comment about our show, want to hear archived editions of past programs, go to our website, stateofthings.org. This is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Frank Stacio is back on Monday. I'm Isaac Davey Aronson. Have a great weekend. Once again, here's the Lizzie Ross Band.
Thanks again, Isaac. And thanks to all the folks out there who are listening. Maria, Maria, been so long since I've seen you. Maria, Maria, been so long since you've heard my voice. And I don't quite know how to tell you what I must tell you. Oh no, Maria, Maria, you haven't heard from me in so long. Maria, Maria, tell me how was Sevilla. Maria, Maria, oh yeah, tell me how was Rome. Were the boys there so pretty? Did you feel wanted and witty? Oh yeah, Maria, Maria, when are you coming? Goodbye.